Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Peter, more and more people are using sleep trackers, wearable gadgets that give you data to help you improve your sleep. But according to a new study, these sleep trackers can also cause what?
Anxiety and insomnia.
Exactly right. You say irony, they say business model. The devices monitor your heart rate, your restlessness, where you roll around, your REM cycle, and they give you a sleep score. Basically, they have gamified sleep. But new research shows people are so anxious about getting a good sleep score that it keeps them up at night. You know how it goes. You don't get a good sleep score, you won't get into a good sleep school.
And your parents will have to Photoshop your face onto a sleeping person.
I know. Do you know how people like, I don't know why they do this, but to cheat their step counter, they would sometimes like attach it to their dog.
We did. I learned that from you, Peter, a year ago.
What would be the sleep tracker equivalent? Like attaching it to a corpse?
No, it would be the steps is for a dog and the sleep is for a cat.
Exactly, yeah.
Does the sleep tracker customize it or does it tell you what you're supposed to do?
It just gives you the raw data, you're asking?
Yeah, I think what it does, because my phone does this without me asking it, it says, you haven't been getting enough sleep. It sort of lectures you. You should get more sleep.
Your phone does this?
Yeah.
Do you turn your phone off when you sleep?
Well, I've got this thing, it's like, it tells me time for bed.
And then you go to bed?
Yeah.
So hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
You know that's a suggestion.
I'm not going to say no to my phone.
Why would you install
it's
such a...
It's my best friend.
You're not five and it's your parents.
That's why you have skull spurs.
That's right. I know. That's the problem. And the other problem is I can't sleep because I keep lying on my skull bone. Coming up, our panelists have lots of excuses in our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
U.S. officials are debating next steps after Iran shoots down a U.S. drone and Trump pulls back from retaliation.
It was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
President Trump does not want war.
How we go forward from here has to be strategic and smart.
We're asking how other countries in the region are seeing this escalating conflict. That's next time on All Things Considered from NPR News.